Amen. 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 It took me 20 years to get here, y'all. I said it took me 20 years to get to this place right here. Man, listen, the Father told me this. I was in prison, the place where he saved me and gave me a new life. And he told me, I'll never forget it. I was in my cell. I think I was at, I went to so many prisons. But I think I was at Johnson State Prison down in Wrightsville, Georgia. And that's where, if y'all know anything about sports, Herschel Walker, he from down that way. So I was sitting in my cell, I was studying the word, and I had an open vision. And I don't get open visions. Like, that was like, I don't get those. He showed me I'd be doing this right here. That was in 2005. It's 2026. And boy, it's been a journey. It's been a journey, y'all, but it's been all worth it. So we want to welcome everybody to Omni Alba. Amen. Thank all the visitors for coming out. We thank y'all. That's my pops right there, y'all. That's Big KP. That's Big KP. That's my brother Sean, my brother Chris back there. And that right there is Kadir Mom. That's Kadir Mom and his little brother or son. What's up, man? So we thank y'all for coming out. It's a true blessing to see my family out there. Pops, whoever thought I'd be up here doing this? Who would have thought, man? You wouldn't have thought your son would have been doing this. Amen, amen. But welcome everybody to Omni Alba, where we teach with the truest intention that God is your Father. Amen, amen. We got four pillars that we teach from: relationship, kingdom, church and ministry. And this month we are in the relationship pillar. The relationship is the most important thing that you can have with the Father. Until you get the relationship, you can't get the kingdom. You can't get the church. You can't be the church. And you sure can't be in the ministry. So the relationship is the most important thing. You know what I'm saying? So we in this our second series, Strengthening the Bond with Abba. Some of y'all may not understand when we say Abba. We have received the spirit of adoption, meaning we have been accepted in the beloved, that the Father has accepted us, and we cry, Abba, Father. Abba is an intimate, personal term. This is intimacy, and this is what the Father desires for us, to be intimate with him. So we're in a series of Strengthening the Bond with Abba. So I hope y'all got your pens and your paper and got everything ready, and we're going to dig into this word. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All right. So the first thing I want to deal with is, what is strength? You know, we think about strength and we say, well, I want to be strong. And ain't nothing wrong if you want to be strong. That's okay. But it's more to it than that. So the word strength, dealing with the Old Testament word strength, is, now if I announce these words wrong, y'all forgive me. Charge to my head and not my heart. Cause these Hebrew and Greek words, you'll be like, what is this? What? How do you say that? So I listened to the guy on the app, and I listened to him say it, and he be saying it so proper. But if I announce it wrong, y'all forgive me. But the Hebrew word for strength is koah. And the thing about koah, it's a masculine noun. So anytime we're dealing with masculinity with the scripture, this is something that the Father wants to impart into you. He wants to impart this strength into all his children. So this is very important. So y'all check me out and listen up. All right. It means power. It means might. It also means human strength. It also do mean that. It means to produce. It means wealth. It means to be firm, to have vigor, to be a force, to have fruits, to be powerful. And it also means substance. So it's such a vast amount of things that happen when the Father imparts strength into us. So this is very important. So in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31, a familiar passage of scripture, we all know it. And it says, but those who wait, see, I had to stop right there when he said wait. Because, see, this word wait is dealing with wait, a waiter or waitress. So while we waiting on the Lord, on our Father, you're supposed to be doing something. Amen? This ain't you just sitting on your bed, sitting in the chair, sitting in your car, ain't doing nothing. This means you got to take action. Amen? Amen. He said, those that wait upon the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in. See, we got to be expecting this stuff. When we be in prayer, and we be, how daddy, they see thick. When we be going in, you got to be expecting the Father to give you this strength, this koah. It belongs to you. He freely gave us all things. He wants to give us this strength. But you got to receive it. Amen. All right. He said, those who wait upon the Lord, who expect, look for, and hope in, he says, will gain new strength. You're going to gain new strength. And watch this. And renew their power. So you're going to receive two things. You're going to gain new strength, and you're going to renew the power. Amen. Amen. So this is something right here that it really just caught my attention when I got to study. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. The stuff that we receive from the Father when we intentionally go into prayer and ask for these things. Asking for this strength, because we need strength. It's so much going on in the world and our lives. We need this strength that the Father wants to give us. Amen. All right, then he says, they will lift up their wings and rise up close to God. Who want to be close to the Father? Amen. Who want to be close? You want to be close to the Father? Then guess what? This strength is what going to bring you closer to him. This kuah strength is what going to bring you closer to him. Because remember, he said it's going to cause you to be firm. See, when you firm on something, that means you planted. You rooted. You ain't bothered by nothing. You ain't bothered by no circumstance, no situation, or nothing that's going on in your life, because you are firm. Amen. 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 He says that they will lift up their wings and rise up close to God like eagles, rising toward the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired. Man, ain't there some, when we just get into the word and he just show us these things, and this is just about strength. He want to give you the mount up as wings as eagle. You're going to get some vision, too. That go along with it. You're going to get some vision. You're going to be able to see, get some insight, get some revelation, get some understanding, get some wisdom. But you have to wait upon him. Meaning, serve, you got to be doing something. You got to be practicing righteousness. You got to be praying. You got to be studying. You got to be fasting. You got to be giving. And I ain't just talking about giving no money. That's a part of it, but we're talking about giving your life. When you give your life, you're going to get this strength right here. Because this is going to strengthen the bond with Abba. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right. Now, dealing with strength in the New Testament, this word strength in the New Testament is ishku. Y'all, that word sounds familiar, don't y'all? Y'all remember when we was going through that? So this is why it's so important for us to listen to the podcast. This is why it's so important. For those who don't know, we got a podcast on your podcast, on your phone. Just go to it, I'm Not Alba or Divine Generation. You can listen to it. And I'm telling you, if you get on that podcast and you get in there, it's going to change your life. I promise you. But we ain't heard this word before, and it's still in this word, ishku. And this word means ability. It means force, it means strength, it means might, and it means an endowment. So when it got to the word endowment, I had to look it up. I had to see what it was. You know, I kind of had an idea, but I said, let me go in here and see what they're saying. An endowment dealing with a natural ability or quality someone is born with. You know how we meet certain people, and you be like, man, they just gifted to do that. That's an endowment they have. The Father blessed them with that from their birth. I got a nephew just got drafted to the NFL. He gifted at playing football. That's his gift. I done met brothers and sisters that gifted with singing or dancing or doing arts or whatever it may be. They just naturally got it. It's an endowment. Amen. And it also means a natural attribute, a physical trait someone possesses, like I was just saying. But this is the one that got me right here. Something valuable that is given. either naturally or as a gift. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. This was an endowment for humanity. This was an endowment for us to get us back into the Father, to reconcile us back to him. This is something that's very valuable. It's a treasure. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right, so we're going to go. We're going to see what Ishku talking about. We're going to see what Ish. Hope I'm saying it right, y'all. Amen. Amen. I want y'all to go to Mark chapter 12 and verse 30. And we're going to see what our big brother Jesus talking about. Amen. Mark chapter 12, verse 30. It said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Ishku. He wants you to give everything. We can't hold nothing back, y'all. I done been there. I done been straddling the fence, hopping on this side, hopping on this side. And it don't work. My life was a wreck. My life was a wreck. The way of a transgressor is hard. Amen. All right, I want to go to Revelation. Go to Revelation. Y'all should know this one right here. Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. Amen. Amen. Oh, hold on. I'm in the wrong chapter. I'm sorry, y'all. This is new to me too, y'all. I'm used to dealing with pencil and paper. So I gotta get converted over to the new technology. Y'all know I was locked up a long time, so I'm always writing stuff down. So I gotta, y'all forgive me, y'all bear with me. Amen. Y'all bear with me now. All right, Revelation 5 and 12. Saying with a loud voice, worthy and deserving is the Lamb that was sacrificed to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessings. Amen. Strength is cool. It's cool. This was an endowment that the Father gave us. It was an endowment that he gave us. This is valuable. This strength is valuable. Ishku, Koa, this strength is valuable. And we have to treasure it because he gave it to us. He put it inside of us. Amen. 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 And this right here is going to strengthen our bond with the Father when we understand it. And when we intentionally go into prayer and we say, Father, impart this Ishku, this Koa, this strength into me that you're talking about. Impart it in me. I need it. I need this for my life. Amen? Amen. 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 All right. Now we're going to deal with bond. Because we say we're strengthening the bond, our bond with the Father. So now we got to understand what strength is. And then we need to understand, okay, what's a bond? And you know, most of the time, you know, like me and my wife, we got a bond. You know, so we got a closeness. That's my baby. That's my boo right there. You know what I'm saying? Love that woman there. She amazing. You know what I'm saying? Amen. We got a bond. And so bond deals with a close, intimate connection, a feeling shared interest between two people. It deals with real closeness, intimacy. You can exchange the word bond for intimacy. They interchangeable. They go together. Amen. And then it also deals with servitude. Now we're getting into the biblical spiritual side of the bond. We're dealing with servitude, binding labor, a state of being a bond servant, absolutely devoted to the master. This is why Paul said, I'm a bond servant of Christ. He was standing firm right there. He wasn't budging. He was locked in. See, I know what it like to have a bond, but it's a different type of bond. I know what it like to have a bond, you know what I'm saying, where you stuck and you intimate in that bond, and somebody got to call them people to come get you out. Amen. I've been there. I know what it feel like. You know what I'm saying? So think about it like that, even if you haven't been in that situation. But just think about when they put them cuffs on you, and you in the back of that car, and you like, man, who gonna come get me at? Amen. 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 But the Apostle Paul, he had a very intimate relationship with the Father. He said he was a bondservant of Christ. He was locked in, y'all. So that's how we got to be. This is why Paul got so much revelation. He said, I pray in tongues more than all y'all. This is why he got the revelation, because he was so close. He had that bond, and he got that strength, what he needed. And he could see further than a lot of people. A lot of people say Paul crazy. You'll hear people talk about Paul. You can quote anybody from the scripture, but you talk about Paul, man, they is not listening to what Paul's saying. They hate Paul. They hate because he had a different revelation because of his closeness and his bond he had with Abba. And that's what happened when we had that close bond relationship with Abba. We spend that time in prayer. We'd be on the prayer call, and we'd be doing priesthood, hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 4 hour. When you go to talking to people, they're going to be like, man, you crazy. Because they ain't spent no time in prayer. They ain't spent no time with Abba. They ain't had that intimate relationship with him. They haven't experienced him as Father. They just know him as, you know, God. Which we know he God. He was God before all this stuff came into play. We understand that. But we dealing with the relationship. We dealing with the relationship because the relationship is what's going to strengthen your bond. And it's going to make you stand firm. And you're going to have the ability. You're going to have the force. You're going to have the power that you need to live this life. Amen. 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 All right. So the first thing we're going to deal with, now we got an understanding of what strength is, what the bond is, and the closeness we need to sustain us in this life. Now we're going to get into it. All right. First thing I'm going to deal with is protecting the reputation of the name. This is phase two. Phase two, protecting the reputation of the name. Amen. In other words, what you represent, who you represent, who you standing with, who you standing for. Amen. All right, when we talk about protecting the name, check this out, y'all. This word name is in the Bible 229 times. This one word. That's something we need to talk about. That's a conversation we need to have. If it's in there that many times, and that stuck out with me, I was like, wow, that's amazing. All right, so the word name is the word, y'all forgive me, though. Onoma, hope I'm saying that right. Onoma, and it's, guess what? It's used for everything that the name cover. Anything you could think about the Father. Okay, I'm sorry, I spelled it out for you. It's O-N-O-M-A-H. Onoma. Amen. So this word name, it means it covers everything that you can think about Abba. Whatever you think about Abba now, that's what it covers. Everything. That's amazing. That is amazing that this one word, the definition of it, it says it covers everything that the name represents. Everything. That's amazing, man. It covers the thoughts, the feelings, which are arise in the mind by mentioning and hearing, remembering the name. Just to mention it, just to remember it, this is Onoma. Amen. All right, now we're going to get into some scriptures. You ain't got to go there, though. We're going to deal with protecting the name through our conduct. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 said, let your light so shine before men that they will see your good works, they'll glorify your Father which are in heaven. Light is an action. It's a code of conduct. When we go throughout this world, when we go to our jobs, our business, and our household, we are supposed to be light. This is what represents the name. This is the reputation for the name. We're supposed to represent and have light. Why? Because this is a dark, crazy, wicked world. We're supposed to be shining in darkness. When they see us, they're supposed to see a son and a daughter. They're supposed to see Abba Child. That's what they're supposed to see. If you're not there, it's okay. We learning, we growing, we understand. But this is the goal. Amen? Amen, amen. Amen. All right, now I do want y'all to go to Colossians, familiar scripture, Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. I love the Amplified version too, y'all. It just blows it up so amazing when you just read the Amplified version. I just love it so. I'm going to read this from the Amplified Version. It says, whatever you do, no matter what it is, y'all hear me? Whatever we do, no matter what it is, in word or deed, do everything in the name. Whatever we do, no matter what it is, in word or deed, do everything in the name. What does the name represent? Love. Love. That's the number one thing right there. Jesus said, how they gonna know you my disciples? How y'all love one another. So are we displaying this love to represent the name? Because when we display this love, it strengthens the bond with Abba. And it also strengthens the bonds with us as brothers and sisters. Amen? Amen. 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 All right, I'm going to try to go hit 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter, chapter 1. Amen. Verse 15 through 16. This one to one right here, y'all. Make you say, you know, we already got the prophecy that meat coming. We already got it. Milk, meat coming. Better wean yourself out that milk. You want to get choked up. See, that's why the priesthood is so important. That's why prayer as a corporate body is so important. Because when we pray together, it brings a whole different type of energy that comes in, a whole different type of space that comes in, because we are one accord in one place with one mind. You matter. You are important. Your prayers are important. If you can't pray but 5 minutes, we need them 5 minutes. We need them 5 minutes. It's don't be ashamed. And before I came here, man, my prayer life was zero. It sucked. When I tell you, yeah, I used to pray, but not like now. Not like now. An hour go by, I'll be like, man, an hour gone by already. Amen. But that takes time. You got to practice these things. Amen. I just had to say that. I had to say that. All right. Amen. Amen. All right. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 to 16. It says, but like the Holy One who called you. And you, when you read the scriptures, they make you stop at certain things. You be like, let me read that again. But like the Holy One who called you, he called us. He called us, man. Don't worry about what nobody say. Your father called you. It don't matter what they talking about. We've been called by Abba, the creator of everything that exists. He the one. When they be saying, when they be talking about, I'm him. No, you ain't him. You ain't him, bro. Abba him. He him. Amen. 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 He said, but like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. Be set apart from the world by your godly character and moral courage. Represent the name. Holy. We are a house of holiness, humility, and honor. That's what this house is right here. Holiness, humility, and honor. We holy. Watch this. Verse 16. Because it is written, you shall be holy. Set apart, for I am holy. We ain't trying to be holy. He said you are holy. It don't matter what you're doing or what you got going on. The Father said you holy in his eyesight. When heaven see you, he see, that's my child. They holy. They getting it together. They growing. They learning. They getting deeper and deeper into this thing. I'm going to be patient with them. He going to be patient with us. Amen. We need patience. Because sometimes, boy, we'll mess it up. We'll mess it up, boy. Amen. 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 But we have to, when we be holy, we are bearing the name. We represent the name because the name means everything that it represents. So the Father represents holiness. This is what he represents. He represents holiness. So we're supposed to be holy. We're supposed to set ourselves apart inside from the world, sanctifying ourselves, consecrating ourselves to get closer to Abba. When you pray, when you walk in holiness and practice holiness, it strengthens the bond with Abba. Holiness strengthens your bond. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 All right. Now I want y'all to go to Amen. Listen, y'all. This is mind blowing for me right now. When I say this is mind blowing, I had no idea that this was gonna be going on. If it was left up to me, I wouldn't be doing this. I ran for like 4.5-5 years. Me and my brother right there, Chris. Boy, we done had some days. Don't be looking. I'm talking to you. Ain't a bro. But we done had some. Boy, we done had some time, boy. I'm telling you, it was woo. Boy, he brought both of us out of that. Amen. Amen. All right, and I want y'all to go to Genesis. Got to go with my brother Joseph. Brother Joseph, man, you can teach a whole, for a whole year about Joseph, boy. Joseph is amazing, man. I love that brother, though. That's like, once I meet Abba and I meet Jesus, the next person I want to meet is Joseph. I already told him how I want to set up. I want to talk to you first, Abba. Then I want to talk to Jesus. Then I'm going to talk to Joseph. You know what I'm saying? Me and Joseph got a lot in common. I'm telling you, boy. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. All right, I'm going to read. Y'all ain't got to go there, but you can just write it down. And if you haven't read the story of Joseph, please go and read it. It's amazing. It is amazing. It's an amazing story. All right, Genesis chapter, 39? I'm going to start at verse 2. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he, even though a slave, became a successful and prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Now his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord caused all that he did to prosper, succeed in his hand. And Joseph pleased Potiphar and found favor in his sight, and he served him as a personal servant, and made Joseph overseer of his house, and put all that he owned in Joseph's charge. It happened that from that time that he made Joseph overseer of his house and put him in charge over all that he owned, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian house because of Joseph. So the Lord's blessing was on everything that Potiphar owned in the house and the field. So Potiphar left all that he owned in Joseph's charge, and Joseph was there. Joseph was there and did not need to pay attention to anything except the food he ate. Now Joseph was handsome and attractive in form and appearance. Then after a time, his master's wife looked at Joseph with desire, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to the master's wife, look with me in the house. My master does not concern himself with anything. He has put everything that he owns in my charge. He is not greater in this house than I am, nor has he kept anything from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do this great evil and sin against God and your husband?" Man, when you read that and you see how Joseph was so faithful, that his bond with the father was so tight, that he had an opportunity where no one would have saw it to sleep with this man's wife. He didn't do it. He didn't do it. It say Joseph was a good looking man. He was attractive. He had it going on. All the girls wanted Joseph. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? By him doing what he did, he was standing firm. He was standing firm in that strength. He couldn't have got that strength if he ain't had that relationship with the father like that. If he wasn't staying close to him being a bond servant, so he can get the ishku that he need, that force and that ability that he need to sustain himself. He said he was over everything in the man's house. He said he was over everything, but he said, "The only thing I can't do is mess with you. That thing that you're dealing with, how Satan coming to you, that one thing right there God told you not to do, he gonna come. Especially this, we know we apostolic. We on that apostolic. This apostolic, this different. This ain't no regular stuff going on. This is different. When he come at us, he coming hard. He coming hard at us. Listen, man, last week when I left here, Sunday, out the blue, I got feeling fine. I'm sneezing, no running. Sinus messing with my sinus ain't messing with me in 30-something years. I'm in there, my wife, and she like, you need to take some medicine. You need to take some medicine. I'm in there quoting Luke 10:19 to her. That he gave me power and authority over all manner of sickness and disease. They cast out all demons. The tread over serpents and scorpions. I'm in there quoting the words. She tried to give me the medicine. I'm like, no. I'm like, uh-uh. I ain't taking that. I'm good, man. I'm good. I ain't taking that. You know what I'm saying? Well, I did end up taking it that morning because she was feeling some kind of way. She was feeling some kind of way. I said, all right. So when I left the work, she said, I saw you took the medicine. I saw you took it. You know what I'm saying? And she meant well. But my first thought, what I'm saying is to say this, my first thought process was the word came up. As soon as that hit me Sunday, Luke 10:19 popped up in my mind. Remember, we got the instruction, we got the direction by Luke 10:19. We're supposed to be praying it in our prayer time. So that the first thing came to my mind, even though I'm feeling like crap, I'm like, oh my God. But I know what it was. He was trying to get me throwed off. He was trying to, then I ain't even get my check this morning. Oh man, that really messed it up right there. I said, what is you doing? What's going on? I got to deal with all this, and I got to still prepare to do this. Because this is the mission. I'm on assignment. So it don't matter how I feel or what's going on. It don't matter. I'm sick, I'm whatever going on, I ain't got no money, job talking crazy, everybody. It don't matter. It don't matter. Because I got to strengthen this bond with the Father. I got to stay in the word. I got to stay in prayer. Amen. This is what we got to do. So I just had wanted to bring that out with Joseph, man, about, and I just love the verse, the part when he said, that I can't do this great sin against God. See, we get to a place where if you do something against him, you feel so bad. You feel bad. You just feel like, oh my God, I shouldn't have done that. But the only reason you feel like that, because you've been spending time with him. You've been standing firm. You've been standing firm in that word. You've been standing firm in prayer. You own it. When you wake up in the morning, the first thing you think, I got to go pray. Forget this job. Forget this job. I know I got to pay bills, do all this stuff. Now, that comes secondary. And my wife, she'll tell you, but I'm up 3-4 in the morning, got the music loud, she in there sleep. I'm in there going in every morning. Every morning, I'm going in. I ain't stopping. We can't stop, y'all. We can't stop. Amen? Amen. All right. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 17 and 18. All right, y'all ready? All right, Apostle Paul says, come out from among them, come out from among unbelievers and be separate, says the Lord, and touch not what is clean, and I will graciously receive you and welcome you with favor. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Man, that just do something to you when you read that, to hear him converting the scripture to his voice, to hear the scripture, to understand, this is my father talking to me. He just told me, I will be a father to you. He said, and you will be my sons and my daughters. But we got to hear him say that. Because when you hear him say that, what they do is strengthening the relationship. It makes it stronger when we know who we are. I'm a child of the eternal king. I'm a son of the most high God. The everlasting What's the word he said, how he said it? The everlasting father. Amen. Amen. It just makes you see him in a different light because we understand and know that he's our father. Amen. 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 All right. I just want to say this right here. We have to live worthy of the calling Abba has on our life. We have to live worthy. Amen. As sons and daughters to bear his name, to reflect his character through holiness, integrity, and obedience, so that the Father name is honored amongst others. This is what we have to do, y'all. We have to mature into this thing. We have to continue to grow each and every day. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. The next thing we're going to deal with is walking in derived authority. We have to walk in derived authority. Derived describes something that has been obtained, developed, or deduced from a source or origin rather than being original. So this stuff that we talking about, this strength, it ain't come from you. It ain't come from us. It came from him. He's the originator of the strength. Amen? Amen. And it indicates a dependent relationship where one thing traces its foundation, the root, back to where it came from. So when we get this strength, when we be in prayer, Father, thank you for this strength. I ain't doing this in my own strength. I'm doing it with the strength that the Father gave me. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right. Go to... That's crazy. Go to... We y'all got to go there. Luke 10 and 19. Luke 10 and 19. That's a powerful scripture, man. That's a real powerful verse. That's why I know the Father gave Apostle that verse, because that verse is amazing. You know what I'm saying? Like... Derived authority, the Father gave authority to Jesus. Jesus gave it authority to us. This is why he told them that we have power to cast out devils, that we got power over all sickness and disease, because we have derived authority. And you got to walk in it. We know we got it, but you got to practice this thing. That's why we got to pray these. We have to pray the word back to him. He said he a God, he can't lie. So if you give the Father back his word, guess what? He got to do it. He got to do it. It ain't no way around it. He truth. He speaking nothing but truth. So if he says something in the word, you praying back the word to him, he got the answer, because that's his will. Amen? Amen. All right. Just like Jesus was sent by Abba, so we as his sons and daughters, we are sent to represent the family. We sent to represent the family. We are sent to represent the kingdom of God on earth. This is what we sent here to do. You either going to do it or you not. You either going to do it or you not. You're going to line yourself up with his will and walk in this derived authority, strengthen your relationship with him, better reputation of his name, or you not going to do it. And if you choose not to do it, it's going to be a hard life for you. It's going to be hard. The way of a transgressor is hard. Everything you do, you're going to think something working, and then it's going to go left. You're going to get some money, it's going to go through your hands so fast. You're going to be like, man, I just had, and it's gone. It's gone. I done been there. I done made some money. And gone. Because I ain't do it the right way. Amen. We also, we are ambassadors for the kingdom. We are ambassadors for the kingdom. This is bearing the name. This is representing the name. This is walking in derived authority. This is strengthening your bond with Abba. We are ambassadors, meaning we represent from heaven to earth to say what the Father said. Amen. Apostolic. Amen. We say what the Father say. Amen. Jesus said, I only say and I only do what my Father say and what he tell me to do. This is what he said. So whenever Jesus talking, when you read the scripture and you see Jesus speaking, that's Abba talking. That's Abba talking. He only saying what the Father said. So if Jesus said it, it's true. It came directly from heaven. And the whole heaven is backing them up. It can't go no other way. He told us who to pray to. He told us who to worship. If we don't do it, you in direct disobedience with what the Lord told you to do. The Lord told you to do this. This is what he said. Amen. Amen. All right, we go to 1 Peter 2 and 9. This is a familiar passage. This kingdom lingo right here, y'all. This that kingdom lingo right here for real. 1 Peter 2 and 9. I know y'all know it. I know y'all know what it say. Well, we're going to read it anyway. Amen. He said, but you are a chosen generation. You hear Abba talking? He said, you chose, bro. You hear me? He chose you, bro. He waiting on you. We need you. We need you, bro. You valuable. We love you. You understand? All right. Amen. Amen. He said, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Prayer call. Prayer line open. Get on now. Get on now. What else you doing? That's so important that you can't pray and be part of this priesthood. We trying to walk in dominion. We trying to take over Henry County. And then go to the city and take that over too. We need you. It's you. You matter. Don't think you don't. Amen. He said, we're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, peculiar people that should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. We're supposed to be proclaiming this thing to the rooftop. Man, I'm a son of the Father. You ain't talking about nothing. I'm a son of the Most High. Amen. Amen. We are peculiar people. He chose us, man. You remember all that stuff we was out there in the world doing? Think about that stuff you was out there doing. Just think about it in your mind. He called you out of that. He chose you from that. He chose you from that stuff you think about your mind used to do. He chose you from that. And he want to use you. Because you royalty. You royalty. We are kings and priests and lords and gods. This is who we are. We have to show forth the praise of him who called us out of darkness into marvelous light. Declare it. Speak it every day over you, over your household, over your family, over your children, over the ministry, over our brothers and sisters, over leadership. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are authorized to proclaim the Father's excellence. We authorized to do this. This is walking in the right authority. He gave us permission to do this. Amen. But another thing is this right here. Authority must be rooted in submission. That's a cuss word in the church, submission. Boy, they don't hate that word. They're going to talk about submit, but they go, oh, no. That submission don't play. That submission, it has to be rooted in the Father. That's where it started, right there. If you ain't submitted to him, you ain't going to submit to nobody else. You ain't going to submit to nothing else. Because you ain't submitted unto him. You don't believe that he going to do the things he said he going to do for you. You don't believe that he going to bless you with all the things he going to freely bless you with all things. He said he freely gave us all things. But we have to be rooted in submission. This is where it starts. Submit yourself to him. Submit. What you waiting on? We done did everything else, man. We done been in the street. We done been to jail. We done been in the trap. We done been selling dope. We done been selling weed. We done messed with all the women. We done messed with all the men. We been stealing. We been robbing. We been killing. What are you waiting on? He wants you. He want to use you. Amen. It got to be rooted in submission, though. It got to be rooted in submission. As sons or daughters in the Father's house, we carry his name, represent the kingdom, and we are authorized to speak and act in alignment with the Father's will. I'm going to read that again. As sons and daughters in the Father's house, we carry his name, represent the kingdom. We are authorized to speak and act in alignment with the Father's will. This is what we have when we walk in the right authority. This is what we have. I got to read that one more time. I don't think somebody didn't get it. As sons and daughters in the Father's house, we carry his name. Everything that the name represents, we carry that. We live that. We represent that. We speak that. We authorized to speak. You got to open your mouth. You got to open your mouth. You got to talk. He want to hear from you. He got a purpose and a plan and a destiny for you. Amen? Amen. And also we act in alignment with the Father's will. You got to line up. You got to line up. You got to line up with what he said and how he, not just what he said, but how he said to do it. We can't do it how we want to do it. I said, we can't do it how we want to do it. I hear you, Father, but now I'm up. No, it ain't going to work. I'm telling you it ain't going to work. I promise you it won't work. We know, bro. Every time I see my brother, I just think I go back. Because we was out there. Man, listen. I was working at this place. It was a club. Not only was it a club, it was a after-hour spot. Meaning it opened at 12 o'clock at night and closed at 8 o'clock in the morning. Now, anybody that be praying and know anything about them time frame, them watch hours, our prayer warrior, Sister Serena, had gave us a thing about the watches. You got four different watches. Man, that time right there, that's when the enemy is at. Boy, he active. He is active during those hours. You know what I'm saying? Then out on top of that, was it an after-hour spot and a club? Then it was a strip club on top of that. So he had a full hook in me. He had a full hook in me. So when I see my brother, when I see him, I just think about that. How he brought me from that to this. He brought me from that to this. That's amazing. That's amazing. Amen. All right, I'm trying to get on with it, y'all. All right, now we're going to deal with cultivating the family likeness. Cultivating family likeness. I like this one right here. This one was amazing. All right, cultivate. It means to improve or develop something through careful attention, study, or directed effort to develop over time. So the Father, he wants to cultivate us, to improve us, and to develop us. And guess what, though? But he paying careful attention to it. He paid careful attention to everything we do. You think he ain't looking, he ain't listening? He watching. Not to see if you're going to mess up and do something wrong. He looking to see where you at. Are you growing? Are you learning? You coming a little bit closer to him. You moving a little bit closer to him. You moving a little bit closer to him. That's what he looking at. He ain't looking at what you doing wrong. That's what we be thinking. Because if you, oh, I feel so bad I did it. He ain't looking. Your sins have been cast away for us, east is to the west. The east and the west ain't going to never meet. It'll never meet. You can get on I-20 east, you ain't going to come to I-20 west. It ain't going to happen. That's how far he done cast our sins away. He said he throwed into the sea of forgetfulness. He don't even remember it no more. Because he paying careful attention to your development. How you growing as a child. How you growing as a son, as a daughter. Are you doing the things you need to do to mature, to grow to that place? Because he wants you to get to that space. He wants you to get what he got for you. I be telling people all the time, when I get to heaven and I get to the kingdom, I don't want nothing to be on the table. I want him to say, KP, you got everything you supposed to got for me. Got everything you supposed to. I want everything he got for me. I want it. I want it. He said it belonged to me. It's mine. He cultivating me to get it. He developing me to get it. I want it. Amen. That's that boldness and confidence we're supposed to have. That's that boldness and confidence we're supposed to have. Amen. We got to know who we are. What, this belongs to you. He gave you power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, blessing. He gave us all this stuff. He sent this son for this. I got one son. I wouldn't give my son to die for y'all. I'm just being honest. Just being real. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I'd be messed up. I'll be messed up. We'll be under the law. We'll be legalistic. Talking about the law of Moses. You know what I'm saying? That's what we'll be doing. We're around here keeping the Sabbath. Talking about don't eat no pork and don't eat no shrimp. That's what we'll be doing. I can't do that. But I ain't him, though. You know what I'm saying? Thank God I ain't him. You know what I'm saying? That's a hard thing to do. Then you got to think. He ain't do nothing wrong. Jesus ain't did nothing wrong, man. This man was perfect, man. He loved everybody. He loved everybody, man. And the Father sent his Son to die for us. Because he paying careful attention to, he want to cultivate us into the family likeness. He wants to be just like him. Amen. Amen. All right. Y'all ain't got, I know y'all, listen, it's certain verses in the Bible you need to know by heart. It's certain verses in the Bible you need to know by heart. Romans 8:29. You need to know that verse by heart. Those who he foreknew, he also predestined to conform to the image of his Son. You need to know that verse. It's a lot more, but you need to know that one. Because why we come to church? To conform to the image of the Son. Why? To gain spiritual intelligence and to co-labor with the Father. So when we get up every day, I got to conform. Because the spirit world ain't answering to nothing but Christ. They don't see Christ, the hope of glory in you. Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? So we got to have, we have to conform to the image of Christ. That's why I say this verse right here, you need to know that verse. Romans 8:29, put it up on your mirror, in your bathroom, whatever you need to do on your board. Learn that verse and sit with it. I'm telling you, it'll change your whole perspective. When you see how he predestined us, all this stuff is being set up. The way I was raised and how I was grew up, it was all for their purpose, Pop. It was all for this. All this stuff I went through, man, it was for this, Pop. Yeah, that's what it was for, man. It's crazy. That's crazy how it worked. When you think about it, like, man, I went through all that to get to this space, to get to this place right here. When you look back on the foolishness we was doing. Man, I had a traumatic brain injury September 23rd or last year. I was at my dad's house. He the one found me. I fell out. Had the dream. A dog was biting my hand, attacking my hand, and a wolf bit my hand. I was sharing it with Dr. Hardy. And she just confirmed what the Father had already told me. He said, the enemy going to attack you. He said, but you're not going to die. He said, I'm going to be with you. Man, I fell out of there, hit my head on the concrete, cracked the left side of my skull, had a busted blood vessel in the front of my brain, and I was in ICU for 7 days. When I wake up, I see my wife, I see Apostle, I see Kena, I see Pastor Kirby, I see my pops. I'm like, man, what's going on? Man, you passed that. But guess what? The doctors couldn't find nothing wrong with me. They said, man, we done ran all kind of tests on you. We can't find nothing wrong with you. Miracle. I'm a walking miracle, man. I'm a walking miracle. The enemy tried to kill me and take me out. About this right here. Because I know a lot of people in the street. I know a lot of them. They going to come eventually. They going to come eventually. And they going to see. But a brother changed his life for real. That's a witness. When people see you and how you used to be and they see how you are now, that's a witness. That's a witness. I ain't perfect. Ain't none of us are. We all got issues. We all got things we deal with. But that's not the point. The point is, I used to be like this, and now I ain't. That's the point. Amen. 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 All right. And the resemblance of the family household is love. For God is love. 1 John 4:7-8. Y'all can just write it down. But love is the mark of the family likeness. That's the mark. I'm finna go to John 13:34-35. John 13:34-35. Now remember what I told y'all. This Jesus talking now. So who talking? So who he talking for? Who he representing for? Abba. This, when you read it just like this, Abba saying this to you. Because Jesus said, I only say and I only do what my Father say and what he tell me to do. Amen? Amen. He says, verse 34, he said, and a new commandment I give you that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Now that word love right there, agapo. That's agapo right there. That's the accepted beloved. When you sit in there and you understand that he loved you. And then you have to love yourself. You got to know he loved you. Love yourself. And then you get that love back out when it becomes agape. Amen. 35. By this right here, he finna tell us, y'all. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Cultivating family likeness. The mark is love. The mark is love. Love should be spewing out of you. When I first came in here, you know what drew me the most? Love. When I walked through here, the love I got here, I ain't got that nowhere else. I'm talking about in action. I ain't talking about folks just saying they love you. I'm talking about these folks show love for real. These men used to come pick me up and bring me to church. Wade and Doraville. Him and Pastor Kirby. And Apostle. And take me back home. Man, ain't nobody doing that. And they asking for no gas money. Doraville, like 45 minutes, 50 minutes from here. We're going all the way 85 north. Them folks asked me for a dime. Not 1 cent now time. Love. They had the mark of the love on them. And they displayed it to me. They showed me their love. They showed it to me. That's how we have to be. That's how all of us have to be. People have to see that love on us and in us when we speak and we say and when we do things. So when we go to our jobs and our business, you should be displaying love. That's the mark. That's the first mark. It's a lot more other stuff, too. Now, don't get me wrong. It's a lot more other stuff go with that. But I'm just saying the love part, that's why Jesus said they're going to know you by how you love one another. It should be a distinct difference between the children of darkness and the children of light. They should be like, hey, now, bro and sis right there, them folk living a righteous and holy life. They should know it. They should be able to see it in your actions. Because we are cultivating a family likeness. This is representing the father household. He is love. If you ain't showing love and representing love, you're not representing his house. You're not representing his house. Amen? Amen. All right. Galatians chapter 5. Oh, you can write it down. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. It gives us the fruits of the spirit. Right? So these are the family traits and characters of Abba House. Growing in holiness. And love and obedience, so that the Father's nature will become visible and we can reconcile children back to Him. Love, joy, peace, long suffering, patience, discipline, self control. These are the fruits of the Spirit. This is His character in action. When we display them fruits, Galatians chapter 5, and verse 22 and 23, when Apostle Paul giving it to us. This is what you should be bringing forth. This is what people should see in us. Amen? Amen. 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 Now for this next one right here, practicing honor. I told you I don't have open visions. So he gave me another open vision. I'm like, what you trying to say? I'm a prophet or something? I'm like, I'm going to be prophetic or something. He gave me open visions. I said, okay now. Amen. Amen. But I'm not a prophet. I'm not a prophet. You know what I'm saying? I'm prophetic, but I ain't a prophet. There's a difference. Amen. Amen. All right. So when I was in prayer last week, and I was doing this about the practice and honor, and by us being a house of honor, it's only right that I do this because the Father gave me a vision for this. So I'm gonna need everybody's participation. I need everybody to stand up except for Apostle and Dr. Hardy. Y'all sit down. But I need everybody in here that can stand. I need you on your feet. This is the vision that the Father showed. This is the open vision he gave me when I was studying this. I was in prayer. And he showed me this. Dr. Hardy, thank you. Thank you for helping me see more and better in the spirit. Thank you for helping me hear more and better in the spirit. Thank you for your label and for what you do here at Omni Abba. I love you. and we love you as well. Amen. Amen. We're a house of honor, y'all. This is what honor looks like. This is what it looks like. Amen. Apostle Hardy, my brother, my ace, my dog, twin, bro. Words can't even come to mind to say how much I thank you, bro. You are a true friend. You are a true brother. And I give you honor, my brother. Dr. Hart, I give you honor as well. But, bro, you have been with me through some of the roughest times of my life, bro. And you are committed. And we can only imagine the frustration that y'all deal with, the thing that y'all have to bear with running a ministry, bro. I love you, bro. I honor you, and I thank you for doing what you do, bro. I love you, bro. Amen. And from this day forward, it will be honor in here. It will be honor. We honor each other in here. This is what we do. This is what we do. Amen. Amen. The Father gave me that as I was in prayer. He gave me that. He told me to do that. He told me to do that. And I want everybody to see that. Because the things that these people done been doing and they continue to do in their labor of love, we owe them that. We owe them to be here. We owe them to show up on time. We owe them to be on their prayer call. We owe them to help out in here. So if you see something need to be done, do it. They shouldn't have to tell you. You know what need to be done in here. We all grown. Amen. 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 We grown. You tell your children what to do. I tell Kadil, the boy crazy. You know what I'm saying? Tell you, man. But this is what we do, man. This is a house of honor, holiness, and humility, man. And, man, we love y'all. We love y'all. We here. We here. Omni Alba. We here. Amen. 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 Now, when we're dealing with honor, we're dealing with two different words, right? You got kavod and you got kavod. And kavod is honor in a bad sense. It's really dishonor. It's really what it is. But when you're dealing with kavod, it's dealing with glory. Glorious, abundance, riches, dignity, reputation, reverence, to be heavy or weighty in a good sense. So it's two different words for honor, kavod and kavod. Kavod, you spell it K-A-W-B-A-D. I know that sounds crazy, so you pronounce it another way, but these words, how you pronounce them in the Greek and the Hebrew is totally different. But guess what? This word honor is in there 116 times. 116 times this word honor is in there. This is something we need to talk about. Amen. Kavod is K-A-B-O-D. And you can find kavod in the Hebrew section, it'll be 35:13. And kavod will be 35:19 in the Hebrew. When you go to the concordance, it'll be in there like that. All right, so I want to go to Malachi. That's the last book of the Old Testament, y'all. Now, keep this in mind right here. The book of Malachi, the last book in the Old Testament, right? So he ain't speaking no more for 400 years. Can you imagine? I know how I would be talking to me. And if I could just imagine, he don't say something to me for one day. I feel some kind of way. 400 years? He ain't said nothing. He ain't said nothing. You like, what's going on? Man, that in itself is mind-blowing right there. Amen. All right, I'm going to read Malachi chapter 1, verse 6 through 10. And it says, a son honors his father, and a servant his master. Then if I am a father, where is my honor? He said, if I'm your father, where my honor at? Where my reverence at? Where my respect at? Where my love at? Where is it? You say Abba your father? Where is the honor? Ask yourself that and answer the question. If you ain't there, it's okay. We understand. We got to get there. But this the goal, to get here. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. He said, if I then am your father, where is my honor? And if I am, and if I am a master, where is the reverent fear and respect? Do me question. He said, where is it? I'm your master. Where is my due honor, reverence, and respect at? I don't see it. I don't see Christ in you. I don't see it. You doing what you want to do. You having covad. You being heavy and weighty and dishonorable. Because guess what? You ain't spending no time with him. That shows him honor. When you get out your, man, he be waking me up at 3-4 o'clock in the morning. He know I gotta go to work. I gotta get up, I gotta drive, I gotta go. He know that. He, at one point in time, he was waking me up at 3:13 and 3:23 a.m. every day. He would wake me up at the same time. Do I want to get up every time? No. No, I don't. I want to go lay back down and get another extra hour in. But I get up. I get up. I'm trying to get. Got my music going. But before you know it, I'm in there. Because I came with honor, reverence, respect. This how you gonna enter in. You can't just be gone, just be talking, just you just praying. No. Cause he looking at your heart. He see your heart. He see, oh, he got a heart of honor for me. I'm gonna take him. Remember we was in the series about dimensions, traveling in dimensions, going into different dimensions? This is what that is right there. That's what's gonna take you to a dimension right there. When you spend that time with him. It's important. He wants you to honor him. And by you honoring him, he going to honor you. By you honoring the Father, he going to honor you. Amen?
Amen.
All right. If I am your master, where is the reverent fear, respect, do me, says the Lord of hosts, O priest who despise my name. But you say, how and in what way have we despised your name? You are presenting defiled food upon my altar, and you say, how have we defiled you? By thinking that the table of the Lord is contemptible and may be despised. When you priests present blind animals for sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you present the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Or offer such a thing as a blind, a lame, or sick animal to your governor as a gift, as a payment for your taxes? When he would he be pleased with you? Or will he receive you graciously, says the Lord of hosts. But now you got to remember, back in these times, they had a lot of rituals they had to go through. They had a lot of rituals they had to do. They had to bring, when they brought the animal, it couldn't have one eye, a messed up foot, no tail. It had to be a lamb without spot and with blemish. It had to be perfect, pretty much, basically, because this is how the Father wanted it. They weren't bringing them that. And these priests, you got to think, these are priests. That in itself is mind-blowing, that the priest were doing this, but they weren't showing him no honor. They weren't showing him no honor. So watch this. He said, but now you will entreat God favor. You ain't been praying. You ain't been studying. You ain't been coming to church. You ain't been fasting. You ain't been giving. But, oh, God, give me favor. Open this door for me. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. That ain't how it worked. That ain't how it worked. You do what I need you to do first. Then you can come ask me for some favor and some goodness and some mercy to open that door to give you an opportunity. Because you honoring him. They weren't honoring him. He said, but now you want to come ask me to do something for you. Now you want me to help you get that money to pay that bill or get this business started for you. No, you ain't talked to me in a whole week. Can you imagine not talking to Abba for a week? Can you imagine that? You ain't talked to him in a whole week. 7 days? Man, those are going to be some hard, rough 7 days right there, buddy. Man, I'm so addicted to it now. Like, it's like, I got to. It's like getting up, brushing my teeth, and washing my face. This automatic. I ain't even got to think about it. As soon as I get up, I'm going in the prayer room, because we got a prayer room at the house. I go in the prayer room. I got my little speaker, turn my little music on. I'm in there going in. Going in. And I ain't in there praying for nothing for me. I ain't praying about nothing for me. That's not what I'm doing. I'm in there praying that his kingdom come and his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's honor. That's honor. Amen. Let me finish this verse, y'all. All right. Okay. But now you will entreat God's favor that he may be gracious to us. With such an offering from your hand as an imperfect animal for sacrifice, will he show favor to any of you? We just said it. He ain't going to show you no favor. He not going to do it. He not going to do it. He's telling us right here. He's telling us right here, it's not going to happen. If you don't do it the way I said it, or how I got to sit up, follow my system, follow my protocol, if you don't do it this way, you can't get it. You can't get it. And that's hard and that's sad to say. I know we hate to hear that. But it's the truth. It's the truth. It's the truth, man. We have to take this thing serious. You got to honor him. You got to honor him. You got to pay reverence and respect. And it has to be glorious. And then guess what? When you go to him, you ain't even going to have to pray about it. That's the crazy thing about Abba, how he work. You ain't even got to pray about it. He said, I know what you need before you ask me. All of a sudden, you wake up and boom. You like, man, I ain't even prayed about that. But he say, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor enter to the heart of man, the thing that the Father had prepared for those who love him. Sometimes we can just think about it and it'll happen. But you have to be in that place. You have to be in that place for that to happen. If you ain't in that place for it to happen, he just told us right here, you ain't going to get no favor. They offering these unclean sacrifices and animals to him, and he ain't accepting it. He is not accepting it. Amen? Amen. Okay, I'm almost done, y'all. I'm almost done. All right. Okay, where I'm at? Oh, okay. Which offering from your hand as an imperfect animal sacrifice will he show favor to any of you, says the Lord of hosts? Or that even when one among you whose duty is to minister unto me, who would shut the gate so that you would not kindle fire on my altar unless when an empty, worthless pretense. I am not pleased with you, says the Lord of hosts, nor will I accept an offering from your hand. He is not pleased when we do not honor him. He is not, y'all. He is not. He said it's going to be empty and worthless. He said it's going to be empty and worthless. We don't want to go and spend all that time in prayer, practicing righteousness, and getting there and it all be in vain. Because we ain't practicing honor. He said we're supposed to honor not only him, but honor all men. Men and women too. We're supposed to honor all mankind. This is what we're supposed to do. He ain't giving us no way out. And sometimes I know it's hard because people been and did stuff to us or said things to us, and we want to retaliate. We want to have vengeance and do it on our own and get them back. He like, no. Vengeance is mine. I'm going to pay them back. You go pray for them. That's hard, man. That's hard to pray for somebody that done you wrong. Said something crazy about you. That's a hard thing to do. That takes maturity. That takes maturity. Amen. All right, I'm almost done, y'all. This is my last point right here. All right, it's crazy. Last one, pursuing maturity. Hey, that was a great little segue right there. Amen. I ain't even know that. Amen. All right, pursuing maturity means moving from being a child, an infant, a nepios, who needs constant supervision to a mature son and daughter, we us, who Abba can trust with responsibility. Amen. It means we coming from being a babe in Christ, a new baby, an infant baby, to growing from that place to full maturity. We us. That's the goal. That's what we're striving for. To be that's the highest in the kingdom is a son. That's the highest in the kingdom. The child. That's the highest. It don't get no better than that. Amen. 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 Maturity is dealing with faithfulness, stewardship, obedience, and being entrusted with greater responsibility. This is what maturity looks like. Amen. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. Amen. Y'all learning something today?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13 and 14. For everyone who lives on milk is doctrinally inexperienced and unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a spiritual infant. But solid food is for the spiritual mature, whose senses are trained by practice to distinguish between what is morally good and what is evil. I told you, we just got the prophecy, y'all. It's coming. We finna mature. You got to get on the train. You got to get on the train. It's okay. Get on anyway. Because the more you be around the family like that, not only is it going to cultivate the likeness, but you're going to start seeing little things that they do that help them get to a place where they at. And you can get that. You know, I call it stealing in the spirit. You can steal that. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to steal that from Dr. Hardy. I'm going to steal that from Apostle. I'm going to steal that from Serena. I'm going to steal that from Pastor Kirby. I'm going to steal that. I'm going in prayer with that. I heard, I'm like, okay, that's good. That's good right there. That's why it's good to get on the prayer call. Because we be learning how to pray different things. You know what I'm saying? But when you be around people like that, it helps you to grow. When you be around mature sons and daughters like that, it help us to grow. You can't be around somebody on the same level you at. You don't want to be. You the smartest person in the room. You know what I'm saying? You want to be around somebody smarter than you. You want to be around somebody that know more than you, so you can grow. The Father wants us to develop. He want to develop His children, cause that's the only way we're gonna get dominion is we mature. Amen. All right. Ephesians 4 and 13. Okay. Amen. Until we have all reached oneness in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, growing spiritually to become a mature believer, reaching to the measure of the fullness of Christ, manifesting His spiritual completeness and exercising our spiritual gifts in unity. Maturity, what it look like? Unity. You can tell when we mature, we're going to all be on one accord. You're going to come in here, and some people going to come in here, they're going to fall out. The presence going to be so thick in here, because their priesthood is going to be so strong. When they come in this house, everything going to fall out for them. Miracles, signs, and wonders. That's maturity, though. We got to pursue that. We got to go after that. We can't just stay where we at. We can't be just satisfied where we at. He who hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. Are you hungry and thirsty for righteousness? Do you want to be filled? Do you want to be mature? You want to develop? You want to go deeper and further in the spirit? You want to go into different dimensions? You want to go deeper into His presence? Pursue maturity. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. Now I'm just going to touch on this. I'm back on Joseph. Joseph is just amazing, man. It's amazing. We learn faithfulness through Joseph's hardship, slavery, and prison. Now, you got to think, Joseph's brothers were some real haters. They were some haters. He had a dream. He told them their dream. They hate. Don't we know people like that? You be telling, and they just be hating. But so you got to be careful who you tell your dreams to, too. You got to have discernment. You got to be mature now. You got to be mature. That take maturity. You can't tell everybody everything now. You know what I'm saying? We learned that from our brother Joseph. But he's 17 years old. He don't know. He a kid. He had a dream. He went and told his brother, y'all going to bow down to me. Y'all going to worship me. Mama and daddy going to worship me. They probably like, man, he is crazy. They want to kill him. They want to kill him. But guess what the thing was? His dad, he kept the thing in his heart. He thought about it. He said, I don't know, but I'm going to keep it right here. Just in case, I'm going to keep it right here. Amen. Now, they just got Joseph. They finna sell him as a slave. They done sold the man, put him in a ditch, act like he done got killed. Then put blood all on the ephod. Priesthood. Ephod. Amen. They done put the man in the ditch, put blood all on him, sold him into slavery. Now, that man in jail for 13 years. He was in jail for 13 years. He ain't do nothing. He ain't do nothing. Can you imagine going to jail for something you didn't do? It happened to me, y'all. It happened to me. Well, Chris, my brother Chris, he gone. He know about it. Situation happened up there. People got into it. They say I did it. They locked me up. I'm in Rice Creek Fulton County Jail for 3 days. I'm about to lose my mind. I'm 3 days. I done did 15 years in prison. I'm doing 3 days. I'm in there going crazy. About to lose my mind. For something I ain't. I done did all this dirt in the street. Now I get locked up for something I ain't had nothing to do with it at all. You know what I'm saying? That's a bad feeling. I can imagine. He did 13 years. I just did 3 days for it. He did a whole bid. But guess what? Through it all, you see his maturity. Because guess what? When it got to the end part, when he met back up with his brothers, he forgave them. He forgave them. Man, he was mature. That you done sold me into slavery trying to kill me. You done lied to my dad about what done happened. This woman talking about I'm trying to rape her. And then my brother come and I forgive them. Man, that took a lot. That took a lot. He had to have a special type relationship with God, man. To endure all of that and forgive them at the end. Can you imagine that, man? Your family betray you like that and then you still forgive them? Man, that is an example right there that is above. That is one of the greatest examples in the scriptures when we're talking about forgiveness. That takes a mature person to do that. That takes a mature person. Amen. Then Jesus said to pray for your enemies, to pray for those who hate you, who despitefully use you, say all manner of evil against you. Man, that's hard. People are talking about me, I got to pray for them? Man, that's hard. We just going to keep it real. That's not an easy thing to do. You know what I'm saying? But we have to mature and get to that place. It takes time. But the more time you spend with him and getting closer and closer to him, remember when the word say, if you draw close to God, he'll draw close to you. That's you getting that strength. He's strengthening. He keeping you close. He growing you up. He maturing you. So when these situations, these circumstances come and they happen, you know how to handle them. You can't play tick for tat. You can't be playing get back for get back. That's not how the Father house work. We don't do that in there. That's not cultivating family likeness. That's not bearing the name. That's not having a reputation for the name. That don't cover the name. You paying vengeance on somebody. They don't cover the name. They don't represent the name. Amen? Amen. All right. Jesus, a perfect example of what maturity, sonship, and responsibility looks like. Amen. Luke chapter 2. I'm almost done, y'all. I'm about to wrap it up. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. It's a familiar scripture, but that's okay. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Whew, now that, it said he was listening, he was learning, and he was asking questions. As a child, 12 years old, he was growing. He was maturing. He was getting to a place where the Father had called him where he wanted him to be at so he could start his public ministry. But he had to sit down and learn first. So we have to sit down and listen and learn and develop and grow and mature into this thing. This is when you sit down, you listen and you learn, you asking questions, this is strengthening your bond with him. You showing him, Father, I want to know. I want more. Show me. Teach me. Train me. Raise me. Develop me into the son or the daughter you want me to be. Let me grow into this thing. He with you. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He wants you to have it. But you had to get to a certain place with him. Maturity. We us. We us. Five stages of sonship. We us. Amen. All right. You ain't got to go there, though. But Hebrews 5 and verse 8, it talks about how Jesus learned obedience through his suffering. Now, we think that sounds crazy. How I'm going to learn obedience through you making me go through all these trials and tribulations, all this crazy stuff? How can we learn obedience through that? Because when you're going through them trials and tribulations, that suffering, boy, you're going to be praying. You're going to be praying. You're going to be talking to Abba. What is going on? Yes, sir. That suffering, long suffering. We don't know how long it may be. It may be 3 months. It may be 3 years. Depending on your call and your assignment, what he got for you. I went through hell and high water to get to this place right here, y'all. You hear me? It took 20 years for me to get here. I don't know how long it may take for you to get in your assignment and your call and your purpose. I don't know what you may have to go through. Amen. But if you part of, especially if you part of the fivefold, if you in one of them offices, oh, you finna go through it. We apostolic, you know, that's a double go through it. We gonna go through it, go through it. You know how they put the two words on stuff? We outside. Yeah, you gonna go through it with this right here. All kind of stuff gonna happen. Man, when I first came here, man, I'm talking about everything was going wrong. Everything was going wrong when I first came here. I said, man, but get what? I was so upset and mad because I couldn't get what I wanted. I couldn't find nobody that was trying to live for real for him and do the right thing. And I was just frustrated. I was very frustrated. But boy, he found me. He hooked me up with the right people. I'm not out of where I'm supposed to be. This is my home. I'm here, y'all. Amen. All right. Okay. So I want to give y'all five principles of maturity in the Father's house. You can write them down. Number one, faithfulness in small things come before greater responsibility. Faithfulness in small things comes before greater responsibility. Faithfulness in small things come before greater responsibility. He who is faithful in a few things, I will make him ruler over many. If you can't be faithful with $1,000, he ain't going to give you $1 million. It ain't going to happen. It's the small things. When you go into prayer, if all you got is 5, 10, 15 minutes, give that to him. He know you can't pray that long already. He already know that. He know that. He know all things. You know what I'm saying? But when you start doing that, he increase your capacity to go longer, to go longer, to go longer. And then sooner or later, you be going, you look up, you be like, man, it 4 or 5 hours done went by. You don't even realize it. Man, people used to tell me they used to pray 4, 5, 6 hours. I be like, man, they lying. Well, how you going to talk to God that long? What y'all got to talk about? For 4 or 5 hours? Man, I would say they lying. I did not believe nobody told me that. But guess what? I believe it now. He made me a believer. He made me a believer. He did. And I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did. So being faithful in them small 5, 10, 15 minutes of prayer, them 5, 10, 15 minutes in the Word, he going to increase it to more because you're going to start desiring it more. You're going to get addicted to that Word. You're going to get addicted to his presence. And, boy, you ain't gonna want to come out. You're going to be like, man, I got to go to work. I can't get no more in. I'm going to be praying in the car. I'm on the Word. I'm going in. But ain't nothing like that, the initial place when you start your day. Ain't nothing like that. That is amazing right there. Amen. All right, number 2. Servanthood precedes leadership. Jesus said, I didn't come to be served, but I came to serve. So you want to be great, you need to serve. You want to be great? You want to be the greatest amongst us? He who serves. Be a servant. Don't be too high up where you can't do something. Serve. Serve the people. Serve the ministry. Help out. That's being a servant. Jesus washed the disciples' feet. Can you imagine that? They ain't have no shoes. They walk around in dirt. Sandals. No, their feet were ugly and messed up. He washed their feet. I mean, it's a deeper meaning too, but I'm just dealing with that part right there. But just the physical part of me washing his, I got to wash Peter's feet, man. Peter been walking from this Jerusalem all the way to Judah, back to Bethsaida and all these different places they've been in, Nazareth. Man, they walking miles too. They walking miles a day. They ain't got no car like we got. And they sure ain't have no phone. You know what I'm saying? They sure ain't got no phone. They can't be like, hey, bro, you there yet? Like, nah, I ain't there yet. I got about 2 more days till I get there. You know what I'm saying? Amen. But servanthood precedes leadership. Amen. Don't try to let your position cause you not to serve. And I ain't just talking about in leadership. I'm just saying in general, period. A wife, a husband, a mother, a daughter, a son, a child, a business, job. Don't let that do that. Don't let your position precede you being a servant. Because this is what pleases him. Jesus, he gave us an example. I didn't come to be served, but I came to serve. So we got to be like him, right? We're trying to be Christ-like. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to strive to be like him, to conform to the image of the Son. This is how the Son did it. This is our example. Amen. All right. Character is developed before authority is expanded. This is what the Father doing with us now. He developing our character so we can go take over Henry County. He developing our character now as a corporate body, as a unit. Character is developed before authority is expanded. Before we can go take Henry County territory, everybody's character got to be on one accord. Everybody's mind got to be in one accord. Everybody's heart got to be on one accord. This is why we keep hearing the same thing over and over. Ain't y'all tired of hearing it? Ain't y'all tired of hearing the same thing over and over? So guess what? If you're tired of hearing it, then let's do it. Let's do it so we can walk in dominion and power. We can take this thing over, man. He gave us this dominion. He gave it to us. This part of the plan. Redemption. Amen. All right. The fourth one is the Father's trust is given to those who are faithful stewards. The Father's trust is given to those who are faithful stewards. Not just a steward, but you got to be faithful. The Father's trust is given to those who are faithful stewards. You want to be trusted with some? You got to show you faithful. That you can manage what he already gave you. He ain't going to give you no more if you can't manage that. You got to be faithful in that. he gonna see, okay, I can trust him. I'm gonna give you some more, son. I'm gonna give you some more, daughter. I got some more stuff for you. You've been showing yourself a faithful steward. You've been coming to church. You've been praying. You've been fasting. You've been fellowshiped. You've been giving. You've been serving. You've been doing all the things I've been asking you to do. Huh? And you ain't gonna even have to ask for it. It's yours already. I be telling all, man, just release my stuff to me. What you holding it for? That's how I be talking, man. Me and him got a different type of relationship. It'd be crazy how we be talking. Like, I talk to him like I'm talking to everybody right here, right now. I'd be like, Abba, what's up? What's going on? And he'll tell me. I'm like, okay, cool. He'll show you. I'm telling you, if you talk, he'll listen. When he start talking, you just can't be like, Father, just be quiet. You can't tell him that. You can't tell him to be quiet. You know what I'm saying? In your mind, you're probably thinking, he already know, like, okay, Abba, that's enough. I need this. That's enough right now. I'm going to come back later on and get the rest of it, but it's enough right here. You know what I'm saying? That's how it be once he get to talking. But he love to talk. He love to talk. He do. It is amazing. Once you get to talking to him, it's like it just cut on. Yeah. All right. I'm going to go to the last one. All right. Sons and daughters mature by imitating our, we mature by imitating our father's character. Imitate God as dear little children. Imitate God as dear little children. The reason he told you to do that, because the divine nature resides in you. It's in you for you to do it. He know what he put in you. It's there, Bukhara. It's there, bro. It's already in you. It's in you, bro. We need you, bro. You hear me? Bro, you already know we was out there. You know. Bro, you got it, bro. You got it, bro. You hear me? You got it. You got it, bro. He love you, bro. You hear me? All right. Amen. So, I just thank the Father for the opportunity, man. I really do. It's a blessing. I thank him for the opportunity, Chan, to get up here to share the word with you guys and give y'all what I had. I hope y'all learned something and got something out of it. Amen. 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 I thank my brother, Dr. Apostle Hardy. I thank Dr. Hardy. I thank you guys so much for the opportunity, for allowing me to come up here to do this. And has everybody in here been born again? Everybody here born again? Raise your hands if you've been born again. If you have been born again, raise your hand. Okay, they look like everybody. Amen. All right. I do want to say a little prayer over everybody. Father, I just thank you right now for this opportunity to come before you, for us to come before you right now, Father. I just pray for all my brothers and sisters right now, Father, that you will continue to develop us, Father, that you will continue to use us however you see fit, Father. I pray that the word that was spoken today was all of you and none of me. I pray that the hearts and the minds and the soul receive this, Father, for it was not me that did this, Father. It was all you, Father. And so I thank you right now for the opportunity. Thank you for using me the way that you did. I pray for strength for all my brothers. I pray that we continue to build a priesthood, Father. We continue that you will put a fire in us for a priesthood, Father, for dominion, to take over, to walk in the right authority, Father. Put that fire in us, Father. Let your will continue to be done through your sons and daughters. We love you, Abba, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.